Here at the World Ag Congress, I'm speaking with Paul Collier, professor of economics with Oxford University and author of The Bottom Billion, who gave the keynote address Wednesday morning at the 2009 World Ag Congress. We talked a lot about here the Congress really is about feeding the world and how we can do that more effectively and more efficiently. Now, what is the premise of your book, The Bottom Billion?
The world food crisis of last year really brought the issues home that world food prices had risen over 80%, more than 80% over just 3 years, and that hit the poorest people on earth hardest. The urban poor, who can't grow their own food, they have to buy it. They're living in big coastal cities, and so they tend to buy it on the world market. And so when the world market price goes up 80%, they have to pay 80% more for their food, and half of their budget is spent on food. That's the double whammy of being poor. And the people amongst the urban poor who get hit hardest are the children. I think there are three big problems, all of them political mistakes. And because of that, all of them fixable, if only we get a bit smarter. One of them is surely biofuels. I'm not against biofuels, I'm against subsidies on biofuels, which is easy to reverse, really. The equivalent folly in Europe has been the ban on genetic modification, which then got imitated in Africa. And both of those are very serious. Europe shot itself in the foot, and in the process it shot Africa in the heart, because Africa really needs to adapt to climatic deterioration and a rising population. And genetic modification of crops is potentially a godsend. It enables the process of crop adaptation to be speeded up. It enables Africa to move to a range of crops which don't depend upon fertilizer, where fungus is reduced, and so you get fewer crop losses. So GM has a lot of potential for Africa. And the third is, within Africa, has been the resistance to commercial agriculture, the over-emphasis upon peasant mode of production and a sort of organic peasant. Now, that's not something that's come from within Africa. It's tended to be imposed on Africa by the agenda of some NGOs and the development agencies, who have a sort of romantic North American, European, middle-class attachment to the vanished peasant lifestyle. And, there's a sort of temptation to try and preserve Africa in aspic. Of course, that's a very self-serving agenda, trying to impose our fantasies upon the poorest people on earth. Peasants themselves seem to have be under no illusions about the beauties of the peasant lifestyle. Their kids go to towns. They want to move on. The reality of impoverished peasant lifestyles is not romantic. It's grinding. It's risky. It's tedious. And so the model that Brazil has already embraced of large commercial farming, maybe it's irretrievably unromantic, but it does help to crack the problem of global hunger.
Here at the World Ag Congress, we've got 200-plus participants from at least 20 countries. What do you think about this kind of a Congress together, bringing these kinds of people together in terms of trying to do the things that we're talking about, help feed the world?
I think such meetings are vital. I think that they bridge two gulfs. One is between the commercial world and the sort of policy NGO world, and there are representatives from policy, NGOs, and commercial agriculture all here meeting each other. And the other is the international dimension, the cross-fertilization of ideas. And that's so important because it's so... The policy agenda in agriculture has been so dysfunctional for so long. We've got to crack it.
Thank you very much. This is Paul Collier, author of The Bottom Billion, here at the 2009 World Ag Congress. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.